This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 AM, so don't forget to tune in. We're always bringing you new topics related to health and wellness, trying to help educate you about the cutting edge of health and wellness industry, what's going on, and keeping a finger on the pulse. And always have a great topics to share with you. You can always log on to the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com and download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. You can also go right to iTunes and just type in Essentials of Healthy Living, and you can get them podcasted directly to your media player device in any form that you would like. And that's a great way to listen to previously recorded shows that we have done for you. Today we're going to be talking about prenatal health. So this is a great show for anyone who is interested in thinking about getting pregnant anytime soon or has currently found out they're pregnant, for young couples who have just gotten married and are thinking about starting and planning a family within the next few years, or grandparents who have children who think they might start planning a family sometime soon. There's a lot of really great tips and a lot of really good information that's not readily out there that women can do before they even start to try and get pregnant to ensure that they have a healthy pregnancy and as healthy of a baby as possible. You know, deciding to have a child is obviously one of the most important decisions in a person's life. And we're looking at now in our society a huge increase in childhood-related illnesses, everything from childhood obesity to autism and ADD. And there are some things that you can do while prior to getting pregnant and during pregnancy that may reduce the risk of some of those of your children developing some of these problems. Issues with recurrent ear infections, allergies, asthma. There's some very good research out there about what you can do nutritionally and supplementally and what we need to look for is in a mother's prenatal health to help ensure the optimal health of a baby. So I have on the phone with me a special guest. Ann Allworth is a PhD researcher. She currently works for Megafood but has a history teaching medical school and doing cellular research. So, Ann, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I'm very happy to be here today. Delighted, in fact.
Great. So this is definitely, I think, a really interesting topic. And let's talk about, I think in the first part of the segment, we're going to talk about what are some of the major concerns during gestation with the baby, you know, and what we're going to be talking about today, you know, some of the things we're going to be talking about are what to look for in a good prenatal as far as vitamins are concerned, because there's some basic nutrients that we want to look out for that are in our prenatal, and most will have it, but certain prenatals, I think, are made better than others, and we're going to talk about some of the differences that some of them have. But, of course, some of the major concerns are things like spina bifida or neural tube defects. So, Anne, I think you said you have some history, and when you were researching a cellular biologist, you were researching some of these issues.
Oh, yeah, that was early on in my research career. I did a lot of work looking at embryonic development. And one of the interesting things, I think, you know, when you talk about the general picture and you're talking about people thinking about getting pregnant, I think one of the things that's very important to tell the listeners is outside of the nutrients, and we'll get to that, of course, but is the effects that alcohol can have on brain development, basically. And the interesting thing about it is that, you know, when you look at the cycle, a woman's menstrual cycle, and the timing of ovulation, and then subsequently ovulation is when the egg is released from the ovary, and then, you know, very shortly after that, if fertilization is going to occur, it will occur. And then if you have a successful fertilization, then as that embryo is developing, the part, the very critical part of brain development, which is called neural tube development, occurs just 3 weeks after the fertilization. So oftentimes a woman isn't even certain she's pregnant yet. She may have just missed her period, you know, her period, she might think her period is late, but that is the time when that critical, the cellular development of that tube, which has to close, and it closes, you literally have a sheet of cells that form a tube, and the tube closes at the, you know, at the anterior end and the back and the posterior end. And if it doesn't close, two common birth defects can occur. One of those is spina bifida, which is relatively a relatively common birth defect, and the other one is less common, which is called anencephaly, and a minor version of anencephaly is hydrocephaly, which is water on the brain. And, you know, I think it's really important to point out to the listeners that, you know, alcohol consumption during that critical time period, and very, not huge amounts. We're not talking about, you know, going on a bender here. We're talking about, you know, relatively small amounts of alcohol can actually cause those things to happen. So if you are thinking about getting pregnant or trying to get pregnant, it's really important to stay away from, you know, alcoholic beverages during that time. And also, as relative to nutrients, folic acid is very critical, too, to the formation of the neural tube. So that's a critical nutrient that, you know, should be plentiful in any prenatal vitamin.
Yeah, and luckily there's been, so much awareness around alcohol consumption and the detrimental effects it has on fetal development. I think, in the last 15, 20 years, there's been so much education about that. I know in my circle of peers, who are relatively getting started and building their families or have, you know, continuing to build their families with second and third children, the mothers obviously are very aware of the negative effects of alcohol, and people tend to be much more careful with alcohol consumption than I think they were in the past. So that's definitely something that some public campaigns and awareness has brought about in a lot of people, which is great. So, you know, women who are thinking about getting pregnant, even if you don't think so or don't think you are, it's a great idea to stay away from alcohol just until you know for absolutely sure if a pregnancy has taken or not. So one of the other things that I want to talk about, and this is interesting, and this is where we're going to sort of spend the rest of the time in the first segment before we get into some really specific diet and lifestyle recommendations and new specific nutrient recommendations that I think are very powerful tools for a expecting mom to use to ensure the health of her child. I want to talk about some, you know, sort of scary statistics. A few years back, there was a study that was done. Basically, the Environmental Working Group was a independent lab test. They tested 10 random samples of cord blood provided by the American Red Cross. These are blood from babies born in U.S. hospitals, and this was in 2004. And basically, the lab tested for 413 different chemicals in the cord blood. And what's scary is that out of those 413 chemicals, they detected 287 chemicals in the cord blood. Of the contaminants detected, 180 of them were known to cause cancer in humans and animals, 217 of them were known to be dangerous to the nervous system and brain, and 208 were known to cause birth defects in animals, according to the Environmental Working Group. So, you know, what this is a result of, basically, is that toxins are extremely pervasive in our environment. They're in our water, they're in our air, they're in our food supply. And if you were to biopsy the fat of any adult in our population, you would find huge amounts of toxic chemicals sequestered there. And we know that the placenta and the barrier of the womb helps to protect the baby from some things, but a lot of these chemicals that are circulating in the mom's blood are able to get through and are affecting the baby. So, you know, one of the things that we want to talk about for a mom who's thinking about getting pregnant is thinking about reducing some of the chemical exposures that she has in her life. And these are things that you can very easily do on a daily basis. These are things like eating organic foods. There was a study that came out about 6 or 8 months ago that was the first one that I've seen that directly correlated organic foods to health problems. And basically, they looked at kids with ADD and ADHD, and they found that kids who ate with more pesticides in their diet had higher rates of ADD and ADHD. So eating organic can actually help reduce that because it's lower exposure to pesticides, and that was the main way that these kids were getting exposed to pesticides. They were looking at what they were getting in their diet through exposure from the food chain. So it was a clear indication that eating organic foods can reduce that type of chemical exposure. Reducing the amount of chemicals in your home, this is very simple to do. There are so many great products out there, even in every mainstream store. The largest chemical and cleaning manufacturer companies now, due to public demand, are making non-toxic cleaning products. So getting the cleaning products that are toxic out of your house, the ammonia-based window cleaners, the bleach-based floor cleaners and toilet scrubbers. You want to get the pesticides out of your home. These are the, if you have somebody that comes to your house regularly and sprays for insects or insect traps or bug bombs or things like that, these are serious risk factors. We know that kids who get childhood leukemia have a much higher rate of pesticide and chemical exposure in the house when they do epidemiological studies looking at that. So in a developing child, these chemicals have much more potential ramifications than in a developed adult. So cleaning up your environment is such a great way to start reducing some of the toxic load on your body and therefore reduce the toxic load on your child, especially the developing child. So this can be done if you just know you're pregnant and you're somewhere during your pregnancy. It's never too late to start this process. If you're thinking about family planning, having a second or third child, or you're just getting ready to have your first child, these are easy things that you can implement in your house very, very simply and very, very cost effectively. And what other things? Cosmetic products, going with more natural makeups, going with more natural shampoos, moisturizers. The average woman puts over 550 different chemicals on her body every single day just in her skincare regimen, between her makeup remover, her body washes, her shampoos, hair colorings, moisturizers, lotions, whatever it might be. There's a huge toxic burden associated with skincare and beauty care products. And your skin absorbs about 60 to 80% of everything you put in it. So if you're putting toxins on your skin, they're going to get through into your bloodstream. What else can you think of, Ann, that I haven't covered?
I think perfume is another one that is one that should be avoided, and organic solvents, particularly in oven cleaners. I think those are a couple of toxins that are particularly heinous. I think relative to pregnancy.
Yep, so those are good things. These are all these really toxic chemicals that you're using in your home. You can go to, like I said, any grocery store, any major chain, and find now non-toxic cleaning chemicals and getting those out of the home. The pollution inside most homes is usually 5 to 10 times worse than the pollution in the most polluted cities in our country. So think about the worst pollution in L.A., smog. That pollution is usually 5 to 10 times less than the average pollution in a person's home, because in the home we make them very energy efficient now. Our windows seal shut very, very tight, so there's not a lot of airflow. We bring in all sorts of toxic chemicals. We bring in carpet that's made with synthetic material. They glue it down with glues that have formaldehyde in it. We paint our walls with paints that off-gas very high amounts of volatile organic chemicals. We bring in furniture that's made from press board, which has formaldehyde in it. We bring in cleaning chemicals. We bring in bug pesticides. We bring all of these things into our home, and we seal it all in there, and we get exposed to it. So opening up your windows on a nice day, a nice time of year like the fall we have right now, and allowing your home to ventilate is another way, and just working on systematically looking at the things you're bringing into your home and getting those toxins out. So when we come back from the break, we're going to start talking about the specific diet and lifestyle recommendations that can really improve a mom's health in preparation for carrying a baby. It also, some of these things are very much and are scientifically proven to improve fertility rates. So if you're thinking about getting pregnant and want to make sure you get it done, and don't have any problems with fertility, these are some great ideas to think about. So don't go anywhere. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick this conversation up. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey now, and welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week with a great show, so don't forget to tune in. Remember, you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show link, or you can go right to iTunes and just type in Essentials of Healthy Living and download any of our previously recorded shows right there. It's a wealth of information and knowledge if you want to learn more about health and wellness for absolutely free. Today we are talking about prenatal health, and in the last segment we were discussing issues around prenatal health. We were talking about some of the scary statistics related to finding high amounts of chemicals in fetal cord blood and some of the things you can do at home to reduce your exposure to toxins. In this segment, we're going to talk about some of the diet and lifestyle factors that I think are very important in ensuring a healthy pregnancy and getting the mom ready to get pregnant, improving fertility, and keeping her healthy throughout pregnancy. I have on the phone with me today my special guest, Anne Allworth, who is a PhD researcher currently working for Megafood, which is a producer of whole food-based supplements. She has a past history as a medical school professor and a cell biology researcher. So, Anne, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
So I wanted to talk about in this segment some of the dietary issues that are important when it comes to looking at and ensuring a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. In the last segment, we talked a little bit about organic foods and toxin and, you know, relating to toxins. And although there's not 100% clear data showing that eating an organic food-based diet improves fetal health, I will refer again to that study that came out about 4 or 5 months ago that showed that kids who eat organic food and have lower pesticide exposure in their diet have lower rates of ADD and ADHD. So clearly, the pesticides that we're consuming in our foods can have some type of effect on our nervous and neurological system, and kids and developing children are much more susceptible to this. Isn't that right, Anne?
Yes, that's right, Kevin. And I would like to share an anecdote of a friend of mine who is who does nutrition counseling, and the very dramatic evidence I saw of this in young kids. She has had some kids and taken them and putting them on whole food diets with organic food. And, you know, the whole food aspect is equally important in terms of removing the pesticide, as in addition to removing pesticides, removal of processed foods and foods that have additives and chemicals, you know, in the form of dyes and preservatives and all of that, because that too plays a role. And that's also true, of course, in pregnancy and in a developing a baby. But what was so dramatic and eye-opening to me was she had she had children who, when she first saw them, were doing drawings and or printing, and she had them doing certain kinds of, you know, write your name, print your name, draw a picture of your yard or whatever, and then 3 weeks after they had been on the diet, had them do the exact same exercise, and in that short period of time, the difference was so very dramatic. It was just unbelievable. How, you know, putting them on a whole food diet, an organic whole food diet, and removing the processed foods, what it had on their ability of their brains to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talk about prenatal health, there was a great study that was done, or a great article that I think was in Newsweek about 3 or 4 years ago, where a bunch of researchers looked at fertility issues, and they found, they were looking for, does what a woman eat have anything to do with her ability to get pregnant? And they found that women who were eating a whole food, whole grain, low refined carbohydrate, lots of fruits and vegetables, minimal processed food, a very good whole foods diet, had much higher rates of fertility than those women who were eating foods that were more highly processed. And of course, to me, it makes perfect sense. If you're eating a lot of highly processed foods, a lot of highly processed grains, you're going to be having more issues with blood sugar swings, more processed food, higher levels of insulin and inflammation, and basically your body is not going to be in an ideal state for pregnancy. You have to understand that reproduction, and as humans, reproduction and sex is basically a luxury. If our bodies feel that they are under some type of stress, the first priority that nature has ingrained in us is survival. Reproduction and sex comes after our body feels we are safely in a state of survival and a state of stability, because only then our bodies know that we can sustain and adequately provide for another life form. So eating in a whole foods way and nurturing our body in that way is very, very important. So not only does it have an effect on the mom, because eating in a whole foods diet also reduces the chances that a mom might get gestational diabetes. Now, gestational diabetes is a form of diabetes that occurs in pregnancy. Many women experience this, and it usually does reverse after pregnancy. But here's the thing. If a woman develops gestational diabetes during pregnancy, she has more than a 50% risk of developing a type 2 diabetes later on in life. So it is very important for a woman to avoid this problem, not only for her health, but also for the health of the baby. So eating a whole foods diet like this achieves three major things. Let's review. Number one, less exposure to pesticides for your child. And we have seen now in emerging research that lower pesticide exposure to a child equals better brain function. Number two, higher rates of fertility. So if you're a mom and thinking about planning a family, eating a whole foods diet helps you be more likely to be fertile and have a good sustainable pregnancy. And number three, reducing the risk of gestational diabetes, which can affect the health of the mom after pregnancy and during pregnancy and have significant negative health impacts on the child. And anything else you want to add with diet?
I think that, you know, the diet, people need to be careful of thinking about fish because of the methylmercury levels in large fish. Fish like swordfish, king mackerel, and shark have, you know, high levels of methylmercury, and that's a toxin that would be damaging to a developing fetus. And probably also thinking about limiting the amount of albacore tuna to probably, you know, 6 ounces or less per week, because there too is some question about the mercury levels. And those are just, you know, when you're thinking about a healthy diet, a lot of times people think about fish, eating fish, which is, you know, very important because of the essential fatty acids and vitamin D that are in fish. But I think it's important to pay attention to what kind of fish you're eating because of those mercury levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. The essential omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish are probably one of the most critical nutrients for optimal fetal development. So it is a huge, huge important issue, and a great source of them is something like tuna. But even the FDA has warned that pregnant women shouldn't eat fish more than once a week because of this issue of our mercury contaminations in our ocean, in a large part due to our coal-burning electricity plants. But like, you know, the Chesapeake Bay, the rockfish out of the Chesapeake Bay are loaded with mercury. And most of the fish that you get, especially the large fish, as you said, swordfish, tilefish, tuna, a lot of the big, big fish are going to be really, really high in mercury levels. And that is, mercury is a known neurotoxin. We definitely want to be careful about that. So later in the show, we're going to talk about some of the different nutrients and some other ways to get the essential fatty acids necessary for appropriate fetal development without relying too heavily on fish. And if you're going to eat fish, probably the best way ones to get are the ones that are going to be rich in omega-3s but are small or smaller. Wild Alaskan salmon is a very good option to get as far as a fish for its low mercury content and high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. Nobody ever wants to eat these, and I don't blame them because I'm not a huge fan either, but sardines are actually one of the best sources because they're a cold water fish, which means they produce a lot of the omega-3 fatty acids, and they're extremely small, so they don't bioaccumulate the toxins. The next thing I want to talk about is exercise, because exercise is incredibly important. And when I talk about exercise with pregnant women and prenatally, what I'm really trying to encourage them to do is get on an exercise program for at least 6 months prior to trying to get pregnant. Because the way that it works is that if you're already exercising before you get pregnant, it's very easy to continue that exercise through pregnancy. Your body has already been conditioned. You're used to the movements associated with whatever exercise you were doing, whether it be running or you know, working out in the gym or doing yoga or something, Pilates or something like that. To start an exercise program when you get pregnant is a little bit tougher because if your body has been deconditioned, your body is already under a lot of stress trying to manage and deal with this new life form that's growing in you. And so it's hard to put your body under the stress of a new exercise regimen on top of that. So getting women fit prior to pregnancy, the more fit you are prior to pregnancy, the easier it's going to be for you to get fit after your pregnancy. So if your before pregnancy weight is 15 or 20 pounds over your ideal weight, it's going to be much harder to get back to your ideal weight after pregnancy because you're likely going to pick up another 10 or 15 pounds during your pregnancy. So if you're in an ideal body mass index before your pregnancy, it's going to be a lot easier for you to get back there after your pregnancy. And, you know, a lot of women after pregnancy are very anxious after things settle down with the newborn to get their bodies back in shape and to start enjoying and loving their bodies again. So I think that's really important. And anything you want to add to the exercise conversation?
Yes, I think actually the relationship of exercise to stress and the impact stress can have on a pregnancy, but also on fertility, because, you know, stress is something that you want to be managing when you're thinking about getting pregnant and also while you're pregnant because of the, you know, the negative effects of the hormones that are released by the adrenal gland on fertility. It is something that plays a role in infertility. So I think exercise is one of the great things that helps with stress. And, of course, things like yoga is also excellent. Keeping the body in balance is as much as one can, and, you know, having a great homeostasis is going to be the best way to be when you're trying to start a pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, stress management, that's the next thing that I want to talk about, and modulating stress levels and feeling rested and restored prior to pregnancy. So getting a mom in good shape through exercise and feeling relatively rested helps her tolerate the physical and hormonal and mental stress that's going to come with pregnancy when it does happen. And also being able to continue to exercise during pregnancy helps the mom to modulate stress. So we know that moms that are under large amounts of stress during pregnancy, there can be negative ramifications on the fetus. high amounts of cortisol that are released during stress levels, and chronic stress during pregnancy can have an impact on how the developing baby's brain interprets and responds to stress responses and stress hormones in the future. So as that brain is developing and is in a very, very fluid state of development, exposure to high levels of stress hormones can be detrimental and basically code that brain to respond to stress hormones in a very specific way. And often, you know, that's going to be in a negative way if the exposure to cortisol is excessive during the pregnancy. So all those things you can't control. I mean, there are going to be women that are going to go through very stressful times during pregnancy. They may lose a loved one. They may go through a divorce. They may feel very isolated from their spouse. They may not have the support system in place in order to properly, you know, feel supported during the pregnancy. But women who are in a situation where stress can be controlled, engaging in stress-relieving activity like exercise, yoga, meditation, working with their spouse to try and set up an environment that helps relieve some stress from them. You know, it's very different now, I think, than it used to be 30 or 40 years ago. I know most of my peers, as our wives get pregnant, you know, men are much more engaged in the pregnancy. We're much more engaged with our wives. We're much more engaged with the process of bringing this baby into the world. And most of us are very happy to support our wives in a way that's going to help create a healthier baby. So, you know, reading the different books and exploring these different options with your spouse, if it's available to you, is a great way to help to manage stress. So we're going to have to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be highlighting the most important nutrients necessary for prenatal health. So we're going to be talking about what you should be looking for in your prenatal vitamin, some of the differences between a couple of the different prenatals out there, and we're also going to be talking about some nutrients that aren't commonly found in prenatals that you might want to consider taking in addition to what is in your prenatal. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. If you would like to listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free, you can download them by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the Archive Shows section. You can also go to iTunes and just type in Essentials of Healthy Living and get them in a podcastable format, which is great. You can listen to them in your car. You can listen to them while you go for a run. You can listen to them and share them with your friends. There's a lot of great information. Just a quick note, today we're talking about prenatal health, and in just a minute we're going to talk about the most important nutrients to look for in your prenatal vitamin. Real quick, I just want to talk about our major sponsor for the show, the Village Green Apothecary. They're a health and wellness pharmacy that's been located here in the Bethesda area for over 40 years, serving people's health and wellness needs. It's a great place to stop in. We have nutritionists, herbalists, naturopathic doctors, pharmacists, all there to help answer your questions and help you achieve your health and wellness needs. We have a regular pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy, and over 10,000 different health and wellness products, everything from vitamins and supplements to skin and beauty care and cleaning products, naturally based cleaning products. So if you've never been, you should go ahead and stop on in. Yeah, I guarantee you won't be disappointed. It is usually a very fun, great experience for people who are interested in health and wellness. So I'd like to pick our conversation back up for today. I have on the phone with me my special guest, Ann Allworth, who is a PhD researcher. She currently now works for Mega Food Vitamin Supplement Company and previously was a medical school professor and a cellular researcher. And Ann, thanks for being on the phone with us.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm enjoying the show today.
Okay, so you work with Mega Food, which is, I think, a great company that makes good vitamin supplements, and I know they have a prenatal one. Let's talk about what nutrients are the most important things to look for in your prenatal in regards to what should be in there, and also, very importantly, what shouldn't be in your prenatal.
Well, we have that's a great question, and I think very importantly, we have a formulator who has taken great pains to formulate a Baby and Me formula, which is the Baby and Me is the name of our prenatal supplement, and it was reformulated last year, and when we reformulated all our formulas to remove all soy, gluten, and any of the contaminants of soy and gluten, because we're completely free of all those substances. But important nutrients really to think about are things like folate. I mean, folate is probably one of the most critical nutrients to make sure you have, because as we talked about before, it's so critical to neural tube development, which is brain development, and is implicated. A lack of or a deficiency in folate is associated with both neural tube defects and encephaly and spina bifida, but also with increased cases of miscarriage, because our bodies have a way of, knowing that there's something wrong, radically wrong with the developing fetus, and that's oftentimes the cause of miscarriages that generates, that triggers a miscarriage to happen because the embryo isn't developing properly. So that's a really important nutrient to have, and we have 100% of the daily value of that in our formula. And I think, other kinds of nutrients that are very important, certainly other B vitamins are important. Vitamin C is critical because, vitamin C is involved in many, many reactions in the body, but relative to a developing fetus, vitamin C is absolutely critical for collagen synthesis, and collagen is a molecule that is a critical component of the extracellular matrix, which, is the part of the body that holds the cells all together where they're supposed to be. So very, very important in embryonic development because of the movement of cells all around and the different matrices that have to get laid down. And so that's a critical molecule, also important. Vitamin D is very important for development of the bones and the embryo, and this is something that I think probably because of the deficiencies in that have been seen in the high rate of deficiencies of babies that are born, newborn babies. I can't remember the exact statistic, maybe you know it, but something like 87% of babies are born with a vitamin D deficiency. So this is something you probably want to add in addition to the, you know, the multivitamin is to add extra vitamin D. And I think, you know, we have GTF chromium is another important mineral, I think, because of the regulation of blood sugar levels and keeping blood sugar levels. You mentioned gestational diabetes. That's one issue. But another is that some of the common things that are not pleasant for pregnant women have to do with morning sickness and nausea. And blood sugar levels are playing a role in that. So that's another reason why it's really important to have those in the formulas. And I think another thing I really would like to point out is that, you know, Megafood is very different from other prenatals in that we use only fresh, raw, whole food to create our concentrates that are delivering the nutrients. So, for example, that very important nutrient folate is delivered in a concentration of broccoli. And what this means for the consumer of the supplement is that, you know, that whole food matrix is there in that powder. So our bodies are going to be much better able to utilize that maximally when that nutrient is present in the whole food matrix. And, of course, nutrients can be present in different whole food matrices, but it's important to have that whole food there. And Megafood is actually the only company that starts with the whole food, fresh raw whole food. And we're also a very clean company, free of herbicides and pesticides. Every bottle of Megafood or every supplement that's created is tested for herbicides and pesticides. Even though we use all of the food we get is grown organically, it's GMO-free. We know that there are traces of herbicides and pesticides that can be found in organic foods, and so we test it all to be sure that there isn't any of that there. And I think probably the third thing about the products are that we actually have our own manufacturing facility. Again, that's a unique attribute of Megafood. We're the only whole food supplement company that actually does our own manufacturing rather than outsourcing. So that gives us a huge amount of quality control of the product.
Yeah, so it's sort of, there's a couple things, let's say, just to recap. Folic acid definitely is one of the most important nutrients in a prenatal because it's going to be in higher amounts. So this is one of the ways that people may ask, well, how is my prenatal different than my regular multi? Why do I need to take a prenatal? One of the primary reasons is folic acid levels are increased. 800 micrograms is more than what the standard RDA is. It's the standard for a pregnant woman, and it's important to get those folic acid levels up. I recommend that any woman who's thinking about getting pregnant start on a prenatal with more folic acid a good 3 to 6 months prior to pregnancy, because as Ann mentioned in the beginning of the show, the neural tube formation happens very early on in the development of the embryo, of the fetus. So it's important to have the appropriate folic acid stores already in place in the early phases of pregnancy. Also, one of the things that a prenatal is going to have that a regular multivitamin isn't going to have is oftentimes iron. And now most menstruating women will have a multivitamin that contains a little bit of iron to make up for the blood volume that they lose during menstruation. But in pregnancy, the blood volume of a woman almost doubles in the first trimester. Her body has to make twice as much blood as it is used to, and our body's main component of blood, hemoglobin, is made with a base of iron. So getting some extra iron in your system from a prenatal is an important fact in keeping fatigue levels from setting in and helping the body, supporting the body's process of producing all of this blood that's necessary to sustain the baby. Also, we talk about what's not in a prenatal. Well, of course, company like Megafood, you're not going to have pesticides and herbicides, which is great. But also, one nutrient that is often reduced in a prenatal is going to be vitamin A. There is some research out there showing that vitamin A in large doses will cause birth defects. So a lot of prenatal vitamins will limit the vitamin A content to no more than 5,000 IUs of retinol. Now, you have to be aware of this. Vitamin A can come into vitamin in several different ways. So you may pick up a prenatal, and it may say 7,000 IUs of vitamin A, but in parentheses, it'll say as beta carotene. Beta-carotene is not toxic. It's only the vitamin A in the retinol form that can possibly be toxic. The other side is, you know, I do really like the mega food approach to vitamins and supplements. The idea of a whole food supplement, you know, I'm always trying to get people to do things through diet and nutrition because we know that people can absorb more nutrients if it is in its natural food state than if it is in an isolated nutrient chemical that was made in a laboratory. So inherently it makes sense to me that the body would be able to recognize a nutrient in a food-based state versus in just a chemical-based state. So I know some women that have had trouble with morning sickness. They've had some nausea in their pregnancy. They try and take their prenatals, and their prenatals make them feel very sick, or they have a lot of burping of vitamin taste after they take their prenatals. In those early phases of pregnancy, the stomach can be very sensitive as the different hormones are sort of developing and raging throughout the system. And one way that I've been able to help women overcome that is I put them on a whole food-based supplement like MegaFood. Seems to be a lot more digestible, a lot easier on the stomach, which makes perfect sense because it's in a food state and it's not just an isolated chemical. The other thing I like about the mega food supplements, of course, is what Ann mentioned, free of pesticides and herbicides, so you know you're getting a very clean product. And they monitor all of the manufacturing in their house facilities. So I think it's a great option to go with. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about some of the most important nutrients. I guess as the saying goes, I've sort of saved the best for last. A lot of the things we've talked about in the show, some you've probably heard of. In this last segment, we're going to talk about some other vitally important nutrients that every single pregnant woman or woman thinking about getting pregnant should be taking or thinking about taking. So please stay tuned. This is really important information. We're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood cold fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow effects. Treatments now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey now, and welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Don't forget, we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located here in Bethesda, Maryland. Don't forget to stop in. If you've never been in there, you can visit the website by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And you can go there to download all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. Today we've been talking about prenatal health, which is a very important topic. I think we've covered a lot of great health and wellness information that isn't readily given to women who are thinking about getting pregnant or who are currently pregnant. So if you know anybody that's thinking about having a baby, if you're getting ready to plan your first, your second, your third, your fourth, your fifth, whatever floats your boat, this is a great show to listen to get some information about how to keep your body and your baby's body as healthy as possible prior to conception and all throughout pregnancy. So in this last segment, we're going to talk about three very, 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 very important nutrients that get overlooked time and time again in pregnant women. I have on the phone with me my special guest, Ann Allworth, who's a PhD researcher currently working with Megafood Nutritional Products. She has a history in teaching embryonic development in medical school and was a researcher in cellular biology. So, Ann, thanks for being on the phone with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Kevin. I'm having a very enjoyable time, and it's a great show. I love the information that you've passed out to the listeners.
Great. So we got about 7 minutes to cover these incredibly important nutrients. The first one, Ann, and you're going to totally agree with me, we got to talk about DHA, the omega-3 fatty acid from fish oil. DHA is so incredibly important for the development of babies and the development of the neurological system. I have been jumping up and down about this. The people in the health food industry and in the naturopathic physician community where I belong have been jumping up and down about this for 15 years, but it's only been in the last five. Now you see DHA in most even standard prenatal vitamins. And that's because we realize that about your brain is made up of about 80% fat. And most of the fat in your brain is DHA, and there's no other way to get it besides in your diet or supplementing with it. Your body does not make it. That's why it's called an essential fatty acid. The retina of your eye has huge concentrations of DHA in it. So for the proper development of a baby's brain and the baby's eye, DHA is so incredibly crucial. We know that mothers who supplement with DHA and fish oil related supplements during pregnancy, their kids are smarter when they test them at ages 2 and 3. They also have better hand-eye coordination. So if you want your kid to be smarter and you want them to have better hand-eye coordination, then you should take fish oil while you're pregnant. The other aspect is that moms oftentimes become deficient in DHA and omega-3s during pregnancy because the body will sequester the DHA to the baby because the body knows that that's more important. Now, DHA in fish oil is incredibly helpful for maintaining optimal brain function and mood function. So one way to reduce the chances of a mom getting postpartum depression is to supplement her with a good fish oil during pregnancy. Now, when I say good fish oil, this is very important to listen to. Not all fish oil is created equal. Because our oceans are polluted and contaminated, poor quality fish oil products will contain toxins, mercury residues, chemical residues, toxic stuff that you do not want to be putting in your body. So go to a place like Village Green, find a brand of high quality fish oil supplements. The other thing you can do, the FDA has approved a DHA supplement derived from algae. And because algae does not live in the, because you can purify the algae, it doesn't have the same issue with toxicity. So either way, I don't care how you get it, get DHA if you're a pregnant mom or thinking about getting pregnant. It is so important for your child. The next thing, Ann, we have to talk about is vitamin D. Vitamin D is so crucial for the development, proper development of the baby and the health of the mom. We now know through research that vitamin D may reduce pregnancy complications like preeclampsia. It can lead to better gestational times, improve birth weight, better infant bone mineralization, and is more important usually in the second and third trimester. It also may reduce a baby's risk of developing allergy, autoimmune disease, mental disorders, and brain tumors. Now, here's the deal. Ann already told us in the last segment, over 80% of babies born are vitamin D deficient. The reason why is because over 80% of the moms are vitamin D deficient when they're pregnant with the babies. We have a huge vitamin D deficiency epidemic going on in this country. So every single mom, if you're a mom out there, you're thinking about getting pregnant or you are pregnant, ask your OBGYN, ask your doctor to test your vitamin D levels. Supplementation should be based on the levels that you have. It's not a one-size-fits-all issue. So prenatals will contain some vitamin D, but until you've had your levels checked, you don't know how much you should be taking, and moms, you need to not be deficient. Taking vitamin D will improve your resistance to the flu, which is can be very detrimental on a developing baby and can cause miscarriage. Keep your immune system healthy and keep your baby healthier after it's born. So vitamin D is so crucial. So fish oil and DHA, you have to have it. Vitamin D levels, you have to have your doctor check these, and you have to supplement yourself appropriately for your health and for the health of your baby. The last one is choline, and you talk about choline.
Well, choline is absolutely critical. It, too, is a major constituent of the brain and actual cell membranes of the brain. And it is also a component that you need in your body to make a substance called acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter that is used for neurons to communicate with each other and for neurons to communicate with muscles. But in terms of development, the choline, you know, is absolutely critical to brain development, and you need to have it just as you need to have DHA for optimal brain development. And MegaFood has the MegaFood multivitamin has a lot of nutritional yeast in it. Many of our nutrients are delivered in nutritional yeast as the whole food source because they're the best food to deliver nutrients in. And nutritional yeast have a high content of choline, as well as inositol, which we haven't talked about, but is related because that's also important in cell membranes.
So the prenatal, the MegaFood Baby and Me prenatal, doesn't have choline as an added nutrient, but you're saying there's nutritional yeast base that contains choline in it.
Well, what I'm saying is that a lot of the nutrients, for example, the iron in the MegaFood product, which you mentioned, and I forgot to mention, is delivered in nutritional yeast.
Oh, okay.
And so are all the rest of the minerals and some other of the B vitamins. And the bottom line is that there, as a total, there is over 8 grams of nutritional yeast in that. In the serving size.
Gotcha.
So within 8 grams of yeast, there's lots of choline in there.
Great. Eggs are another wonderful source of choline. Soy lecithin, although soy is not the greatest thing to be consuming, soy lecithin actually contains a very absorbable form of choline. So eating eggs is a great way to get choline for pregnant moms. We know that moms who supplement with choline, it improves the building of the memory centers in the baby's brain. So it can actually improve memory recall. And this has been proven when you test memory recall of older kids and animals that were given choline during their gestational time. So we are out of time for today. I really hope everybody got some useful information out of the show. And thank you so much for being on today.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin, for having me. I enjoyed the show very much.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you. All right, everybody, that wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living for today. Don't forget to tune in next week for Dana Lake Show, and I will be back in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.